Hello, guys. I have my own little why activity I'd like for you to do. I was going to have everyone spread out. So if you feel more comfortable spreading out, by all means, please go for it. I got a little story about a grandmother. She's very proud of the pictures. I mean, everyone has pictures and family albums. And this grandmother's got this beautiful photo of the family going to church on Thanksgiving. On the Thanksgiving weekend, they're going to church. And she's very proud, shows it to all the kids. Well, she's got a little six-year-old grandson, and he's looking at the picture, and grandma's saying, "Oh, everyone loved going to church. They always dressed, you know, with their finest clothes. They always took and were so joyful that they were able to go there." And one little grandson just looked at her and says, "Well, Grandma, I just don't understand. Why is that? Because in that photo, I see everyone smiling, but I also see the father carrying a gun." So the little kid says, "What's the deal with the gun?" She says, "Well, we got to eat." So little cheap joke here. Deuteronomy 26:16 says, "Surely you will remember how we lived in the land of Egypt and how we traveled through the land of enemy nations as we left." In 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 through 9, God's word says, "After the king was settled in his palace and the Lord had given him rest from all of his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, 'Here I am, living in a palace of cedar, with the ark of God remains in a tent.' Nathan replied to the king, 'Whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you.' That night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, 'Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says, are you the one to build me a house to dwell in? I have not dwelt in the house from the day I brought the Israelites out of Egypt into this day. I've been moving from place to place, living in tents as my dwelling. Whenever I've moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of the rulers whom I commanded, to my shepherd, my people Israel, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now then tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I took you from the pastures, from the flocks, to be ruler over my people. I have been with you whenever you've gone, and I will cut off all of your enemies from before you. Now I will make great names like the names of the greatest men of the earth." In these verses, God promises to protect David from his enemies. In Exodus 15:6, God's word says, "Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, dashes the enemy to pieces." That brings us to where we're at today. Where are the enemies at in your lives, guys? I looked up the definition in Webster's for what an enemy is. It says, "It's one that is antagonistic to another, especially one seeking to injure, overthrow, or confound an opponent. Sometimes harmful or deadly." Alcohol was his greatest enemy. Also, a military adversary, a hostile unit, or force. As each of us go through our daily walk, what's becoming the enemy to you? Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's a customer. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's somebody you just don't really like. Maybe it's a torn relationship. A torn relationship from the past that you just can't let go, that you've not forgiven. Maybe it's the internet, with all the excessive temptations that the internet brings to us. Maybe it's a bad habit. We've all got bad habits, guys. What do we do with it? Who's in control of your life? Have the people that you come in contact with been able to influence your life, your decisions, and your faith? Growing up, we can relate to being invincible. As kids, and there's nobody could stop you. No different than you guys. When I was growing up, we had We had a very, very good neighborhood. About 15 kids. Buddy, it was game on. Anytime you wanted, we could play with anybody. I've got great memories of my childhood. I'm sure you do too. Experiences that we've had, learning experiences, things that we saw that we didn't like, things that we wanted to change, things that we decided, I don't want my kids to do that. I don't want my kids to have the same opportunity to screw up like I did. Well, the thing that was different for us was not growing up in a church family. Sunday was just another day for me. Sunday was just a day that, you know, we all got up, did the same thing. Sometimes we'd go out grocery shopping, do whatever. But the thing that I noticed that was different was that a lot of times we couldn't play baseball. Whatever the season was, if it's football time, we played football. If it's baseball, we played baseball. Basketball, we could play that any time. We'd have to shovel some snow on the court to get it cleaned off. I'm sure everyone's done that. But it was game day, any day that we wanted, except for Sunday. I could never figure that out. Well, the difference was all the kids that we had in our neighborhood, most of them, they went to church on Sunday. I thought, man, what are these guys doing? Don't they know? I mean, it's beautiful out. We could be playing ball right now. But no, they had to go to church. And I'm thinking, man, you guys just don't know what you're missing. Until I started getting older and got my own relationship with God. So what's the difference now as when I was and when you were? We could play sports. We could do anything we wanted. We controlled the atmosphere around us, and we controlled the people around us. The neighborhood gang, we all started getting older. We moved away. I've seen a few of them since then. Boy, we've all changed, just like every one of us changes on a daily basis. The guys that we used to be in great shape like we are today, those guys are a little bit fatter. And not nearly as quick as what we are. How did I ever get through my early times? How did you ever get through your early times before you had a relationship with Jesus Christ? Today, through the help of many others, some of you in this room, just imagine that. You make an impact. Ralph, I told you I wouldn't mess with you, but you've made an impact. Not just to me, but to others. Look around the tables that you guys are at right now. I got a little little why thing to do too. I want you all to close your eyes. But before you do, I need you to look at me because I got instruction. I want you to hold your hand straight out in front of you, and I want you to bring it right back to your nose. Now close your eyes. I want to see how many guys can do it. Hand straight out, bring it straight back to your nose. Did you hit your nose or did you hit your friend? Brought it straight back. Even with your eyes closed. If you remember last week, Mike Karakoff challenged us, are we walking by faith or walking by sight? You guys knew when you closed your hand and brought it back up, you knew exactly within 3 or 4 inches where it was going to hit. That's a good thing. That's a real good thing. A few weeks ago, we had Kevin Butcher here. Man, I tell you what, that guy can bring it. He can pour it on. Were we listening to what he had to say? Kevin challenged us to make a difference in Kokomo. Like I said, Mike, thanks for sharing last week. Did an awesome job. We talk about being servants. The guys, and we mentioned it last week, the guys that are here, 11 o'clock, setting up all these tables, all of these chairs. The guys that are here afterwards that pick all of this stuff up. Everybody works together. Everyone works together for one reason, and that's to take and glorify God. We thank Him for that. Right now, right here, you can be an example. We're all God's children. God's presence fills this gym each week. We thank Him for that. We thank Him for Huddle. We thank Him for everything that we have, everything that we've gained with our relationship through Huddle, through each other. We're thankful for. Everybody heard nicknames? I've got a few nicknames I'd like to go through that hopefully within a few words you're going to figure out who it is. Sweetness. Walter Payton. The Intimidator. Dale Earnhardt Sr. The Sultan of SWAT. Thank you. Broadway Joe. Joe Willie Namath. The Say Hey Kid. Man, you're on it, Ray. I got one for you, Ray. Edson Arantes do Nascimento. This is the reverse. This is why Pele goes by Pele and not Edson. I've got a few local favorites I'd like to add. Kong. What's his name? Everyone knew Kong. Kong was one of the premier huge mammoth guys that could hit the ball from Northwest Park to Foster Park. His name was Ron Miller. Passed away at the age of maybe 40, in his 30s, late 30s, 40s. How about Dancing Don? I'm sorry? No, I have another Dancing Don. Who'd you say, Bill Fox? Don Budden. Thank you. How about C-Mac? Chuck Bukowski. Made the top 10 list. How about Mr. Wildcat? Minnesota? Jesse Dunn? How about Sweet? I just threw that one in. That's my wife. So. I just want to make sure no one else had... Yeah. Okay, we all like nicknames. It gives us a challenge to become more like someone else. Some people take this to an extreme. The Sultan of SWAT, for example, could be some 85-year-old lady that gets in that grocery cart at a grocery store and can knock you from here to three aisles over. After she runs over you, then you're going to be getting new knees, Achilles, the whole nine yards. One of the things I'd like to challenge you with is this Friday is a very, very, it's the busiest shopping day of the year. Now, if you really want to make some friends and witness yourself, the passion of others, sit at a stoplight for about 4 seconds after it turns green. Trust me. There'll be someone that the Intimidator, they will bump draft you and knock you to the curb, and you won't ever find your place back in line to get back in. Or better yet, just go to an electronics store here in town, camp out for 12 hours with 300 other people just to find out when they open the door and you're going to get that one gift that you really wanted. They got two of them. So keep that in mind. So how do you think Jesus handles Black Friday? How do you think He got the attention of His disciples? You know, we've got nicknames, C-Mac, we've got... How do you think He would get the attention of the crowd? Do you think He yelled at them? Do you think He'd listen to them? God promises David to keep him safe from his enemies. Our faith and trust in God is nothing. Our faith and trust in God is nothing unless we put it into actions. We must work hard to maintain it and to cultivate it. How's your faith been since Huddle started back up, guys? Have you been challenged? I don't know. I haven't been. On certain weeks I have been. But I've got other things I've got to do. I'm a little bit too busy. But that's my problem. That's where we need to help each other out. Many times when we see people, they just see a fraction of you. They might see your smiling face. They might see your scowl. I like to consider people into three groups. The first group is the guys that wear their emotions on their shirt sleeve. Buddy, when they're honked off or when they're happy, you know it. How many of you, anyone out there want to admit to that? I will. Because my buddy knows when I'm upset. Okay, then you've got the other guys. The guys that just sit back and they're just really joyful. Always have a smile on their face. Always have kind words to share with you. Then you've got the third group of guys. The guys that look like when they get up in the morning and throughout the day, they just take a can of Drano and drink it. And then look at you like, well, what's your problem? You know, we've all got an opportunity. We've got an opportunity to make a difference in those around you. Our faith can be a door that helps to open a relationship with Jesus Christ or to close it. Each of us also has another responsibility to Christ that we need to do. That's to make sure that we are living right. As children of God, we can look back to see where we were, where we've been, and where we're going. How's that changed from now? Keep in mind, you know, we talked about our nicknames. Just imagine the old nicknames that we used to have. Maybe before we knew Christ. Stony. Weed. Super Wop. Steamy. Different names. But each one of those guys have been forgiven, just like each of us. We're all made new again in Christ's image. God's forgiven us for our sins. Has God gotten your attention lately? I mean, really, has He gotten your attention lately? Imagine the Sons of Thunder, another couple of nicknames, John and James. David, a man after God's own heart. Guys, we live in a fast-paced world. 90 miles an hour just doesn't get you there fast enough anymore. But it's critical that our relationship with Jesus Christ is at the forefront of that. It doesn't matter how fast you go to get there. You have to get there. I've got a story about a woman that, as she was married, she could never do anything right. Never do anything right. Her husband was always critical of her. She couldn't do the housework right. She couldn't get groceries right. She couldn't do anything. Been married for over 30 years. Well, finally she decided that today is going to be the day I'm going to make him happy. So she finally decided that she was going to go to the grocery store, make him breakfast. Breakfast in bed. Going to wake up, get everything perfectly done. So she got her slippers on, went to the store, got all the products she needed to make a wonderful breakfast. And she knew that her husband liked a hard, a scrambled egg and a fried egg. Makes this beautiful breakfast for this guy that she'd been married to for over 30 years. Well, after she makes this breakfast, takes it up to him, gives it to him, and thinking, "Hi, honey, how are you today?" No different than what our wives do for us or have done for us. Walked in and gave it to him, said, "Here you go, honey. I hope you have a great day." And he just looks at it and just scowls at it and says, "You fried the wrong egg." How many of us have done that to our wives? Our lives are fast-paced. We forget. We forget to remember. What did I forget today? Oh, I had to pray for you. I had to pray to you today, God. It's at the end of the day. I'm ready now. I got time for you now. Remember, guys, We're all like a bunch of 2-year-olds. We're all children. You know it's cool.
Hi, buddy.
You know it's cool to have a 2-year-old come run up to you. Not expecting anything, except for you pick him up, throw him around, feed him a little candy every once in a while and send him home. Guys, I want you to keep in mind, God promises each of us. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God will always go with you. He will neither fail you nor forsake you. Let's pray. Our precious Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the childness in us, the undying faith, dear Lord, that we know we can always come running to you. We know you'll always be there to extend your hands out to us and welcome us into your loving arms and a loving relationship. Lord, bless these men. Bless their discussion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Peace.